Now, Nigeria's exports exceeded the total imports in the third quarter of this year as the country recorded 5.93 trillion in total exports, while total imports hit 5.66 trillion naira in the same period, indicating a trade surplus as the country's exports exceeded its imports. Now, from basic economics, that should be, you know, a very serious and most likely a very big deal for a lot of Nigerians, and it should be regarded as, wow, a good trend. You know, people are no longer, you know, jumping at trying to buy, you know what they call, you know, foreign products, but exporting, you know, Nigerian things outside the country. Anyway, we have a very interesting question to ask on this, and that is, do you think that there's been some benefits because of the inflation that Nigeria is currently experiencing? Now, I'm going to reel out some interesting numbers from the Bureau of Statistics, the Nigerian Bureau of Statistics, shortly for you. And it concerns the imports and the exports, you know, what people have been, you know, buying, what people have been, you know, selling, the kind of things that people, you know, ordinarily wouldn't, you know, want to jump at. They have been jumping at it in recent times. Now, to help us with this conversation, we spoke to him last week, and I'm so privileged and I'm very grateful that he has obliged us yet again, is Mr. Cletus Elugo this morning. Mr. Cletus, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Mr. Jude. It's always a pleasure to be on Nigerian Info, a station that is known for dissemination of information and education of the Nigerian populace. So thank you for finding me worthy to be here once again. Good morning, listeners. It's my pleasure to be here.
Good morning to you. Now, let's start off with a quick recap, all right, of what Nigerians imported, all right, in the third quarter of this year, talking about 2022. Now, number one on the import list was petrol at 1.2 trillion naira. Number two is gas oil at 261.6 billion naira. Number three was durum wheat at 252.6 billion naira. Number four, jet fuel. There has been the reason for the rising cost in airplane fares in Nigeria. Number five, used vehicles at 90 billion naira, a downward turn for people in the automotive industry. Number six, sugar cane at 86.6 billion naira. Number seven, motorcycles, and you can understand that because there have been a lot of bans of motorcycles in many of the urban centers in Nigeria. Number six, filters at 59 billion. Number nine, surprisingly, is medications, 48.7 billion naira. And the most shocking for this broadcaster in particular is number 10, other appliances like radio sets, TV, DVDs, washing machines, and the like, all came up to about 44.7 billion naira. Our wants and likes, are they changing, Mr. Cletus, if we look at this particular report from the MBS?
No, not that our wants are changing. What we have just seen here is, one, our preferences are actually changing, not our wants.
Our preferences.
Because we are beginning to spend based on need, based on what is what is utmost important than what we just need. Okay, so look at the Nigeria economy, for instance. The penchant to spend on luxury goods are reducing because the economic purchasing power is not there. So one is constrained by simple economy, by simple demand and supply, to actually go for what is more important, not what you just need. This is where the challenge is. But again, what we need to look at is this. When you were reading the statistics, I was actually divided. Why? The first five of what you mentioned are actually what can be produced locally. That means if we have done those, if I produced those things, our economy would have been improved by that sum. Our job creation would have been increased by that value. And so there would have been local economy resuscitation by that value. So as good as it looks as if our foreign exchange spending is reducing or our importation is reducing, yes, in the local economies it's reducing. But in the long run, our jobs are being sold, leading to economic insecurity, leading to human, you know, reduction in human value, leading to what? Insecurity in the wider world. Because when the youth are not employed, they look for means for survival. So, we must give it to the government of the day for trying to make sure that we spend based on need and not just based on what we want. But what is important is we should think out of the box to redirect those expenditures to our economic growth activity in Nigeria. That's the ultimate goal that the government should focus on.
All right, so that's the ultimate goal that the government should focus on. Now let's look at the other part of this conversation. You know, the question we're asking to our listeners is some of the if there are benefits coming through during this inflation. You just mentioned that yes, the demand for luxury goods has reduced by simple factor of the cost of getting these products. We keep hearing of, you know, import duties, you know, increasing on certain items. Even the government suggesting that, you know, soft drinks and things like that should have a tax on them right now. Those players in that market, they already complained that, look, if another tax is increased or is imposed upon them, you know, they may not be able to, break even in the market. Now, some of these products that we mentioned, right, look at used vehicles, for example, motorcycles and other appliances. There, in the past year alone, there seems to be a marked increase in the sales and purchasing of used items. Before, the used items used to be for clothes. When people want to buy secondhand items, primarily clothes and shoes, then cars. But these days, maybe the jackpot syndrome, I don't know if you can weigh in on that, but these days you find more people are looking forward to buy plates, curtains, pillowcases, mattresses, even baby cots. I've seen on, just for this conversation, I went online, I've seen people selling old paintings, I've seen people selling spoons, cutleries, people are selling padlocks, big padlocks, people are selling automatic voltage regulators for their houses, and they're selling them at prices that people are saying are cheap. So people are not buying new televisions, people are not buying new DVD players, people are not buying new cameras, they're all buying second-hand products.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Jude, for this synopsis and the analysis you've given. Let's go back to the basics of economy. And we'll take it from the gross domestic product, the gross national product, and the national income. You will understand it from that point. Now, let's take, for instance, the economics of high tariffs. What is behind high tariff? Why does the government of any nation impose a higher tariff in any good? Number one is to discourage consumption and to enhance local production of such products, if they do exist. That means it is an incentive for local production so that local produce can compete favorably in the local market and possibly in the international market. But here our focus is on the local market, the Nigerian market. For instance, it may interest you to know that the Nigerian market is a large market. It's between the first 10 markets in terms of population. So where population exists, market is bound to exist. So that's an advantage to local production. Yes, the importer, those that trade on these goods, might be groaning. But the long-run effect of what the government is doing by imposing higher tariff is not just for government revenue, but like I said, to enhance local production. So if we have entrepreneurs operating in that sector, it is a window of opportunity for them to do what? To take up their production and possibly increase beyond their original existing scale on which they are operating. That's economics of you know, imposing a higher tariff. And secondly, we look at the issues around the economies of and the sales and purchase of fairly used goods. What you should understand is that those goods are only recorded at the original cost or the first purchase. That is when the economy, the regulatory bodies take their economic implication into cognizance. But when they are undergoing second purchase within an economy, the transactions are not highly recorded because it does not in any way so much translate to economic growth, to the what, to the national economy. Okay? Again, we look at it from the point of sales, local sales, transfer of goods within the economy, within the people. What it portends is that in the long run, if those sales were actually made to raise funds for, you know, emigration, that is what we call JAPA, for emigration into another country.
Yeah.
It is a negative economy because the fund is not to be plowed back for economic growth. It's not to be plowed back for production, but it is meant for what? For immigration.
For immigration.
To fund the economy of another country.
Hmm.
So in the long run, there's a depletion of the local economy, the local value in assets to reflect another economy where the emigrant is going to set. So if you look at it, if you take the economy into cognizance, you might find out that the country that is allowing that emigration in the long run is losing value because the resources so acquired from the sale of those goods are not for further production. That they are what? They are for repatriation. They are taking them away out of the country to fund another economy. So one way or the other, yes, the asset is still domiciled in the country, but the value associated with the asset has also left the country by the owner of those ones that stole the goods. So these are some of the challenges, you know, that are associated with such constant sales. You find out that in the long run, the value on which those goods would, at which the goods would be sold, would be more or less the scrap value. And in economies or in accounting, the scrap value of anything is more or less the last value that the asset has, which in any case may not be adequate enough to fund economic activity. So as good as it may link, think we may sound that we didn't import much. Yes, we didn't exchange foreign currency for that. But within the local economy, Nigeria, for instance, that it has exchanged, the proceeds are meant to reflect another economy where the emigrant is running to. So there's a negative externality.
It's very brilliant that you've analyzed it that way because I actually didn't think about it. But when you make mention of the scrap value, now, a lot of the times, you know, when things are being sold for in the used market, you know, second or third time or whatever, the value tends to decrease. But maybe it's because of inflation. We have just a minute, but I want to leave you with this thought before we go on a break. But we're seeing people who are buying cars, second-hand cars, third-hand cars from people who are in Nigeria who want to jackpot, right? They're buying the cars about the same amount that these people bought the cars 2 years or 3 years ago. Some people are buying cars that were worth 3.5 million back in 2020 for the same 3.5 million, in some cases even 4 million today. Some people are selling their television sets for about 120,000 naira, and 3 years ago, they bought that television set for 120,000 naira. So, yes, they are repatriating the money, but the people are still paying the same amount that they paid a year before.
Yeah. Mr. Ju, you are right, but not 100% correct. In accounting and in economy, there is what we call the time value of money. 3.2 million naira today and 3.2 million naira in 2020 are not the same. In the face value, in the numeric value, it is called 3.2. But in the economic value, 3.2 million naira after 2020 is of a higher economic value than 3.2 million naira
today.
That's what economies call time value of money. Within the time value of money, the car you are buying for 3.2 million naira as past 2020, that car is not up to 3.2 million. 3.2 million naira 2 years ago can give you a higher version, can give a higher value, and can give you a higher asset than what it is today.
Okay.
However, you are looking at it from the market value. When you look at the market value versus time value of money, time value of money has a higher implication. That's why economy calculate on time value of money. Why accountants calculate on market value.
All right. I'm sorry, Mr. Clancy. We have to go on a break. We'll have to hold your thoughts for about 4 minutes. And when we come back, we'll continue with our conversations, please.
No problem.
For more talk, news, and sports, stay tuned to Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so welcome back to Hello Port Harcourt. Our final conversation for this Monday morning has to do with the inflation and the recent report from the MBS that Nigeria experienced a trade surplus, not a trade deficit. Very often, Nigeria has been used to having a trade deficit where they import more and export less. Now, some of the items that have been listed in our conversations include cars, petrol and things like that. And we've delved into what might be contributing or being an effect to some of these things. Now, we're going to open the phone lines once again. Don't forget, the question is this. From the ongoing scenarios, inflation and taxation, do you think some benefits have come through during this period? Now, my guess has said, well, just because of the way things are, people are not buying, very expensive luxury items at the moment. People just go and buy what they need. And it can be very evident, because if we look at the imports, number one, petrol. Everybody wants petrol. It's the holiday season. In the next 2 or 3 days, a lot of people will be going down to their villages, traveling across the country to spend time with their loved ones and their family. Then, talking about vehicles, the vehicle purchases have reduced. At several occasions, we've had people in that business, traders come through and say, excuse me, government, things are hard. People are finding it difficult to buy cars. We're not buying cars. People are not importing cars any longer. They're not buying the cars that have been used already. It's also promoting another market, refurbishment. More people are sending their cars to mechanic workshops. More people are sending their cars to have them changed, facelifted to look newer, and they're not buying new cars. Well, let's get back to our guest this morning, Mr. Cletus Enugu, who joins us via telephone as we talk about some of the benefits that have come through this period. If you want to be a part of the conversation, these are the numbers to use. 070-0923-0923 070-0923-0923. There are numbers 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do you think some benefits are coming through during this inflation? We want to find out from you this morning. But let's get back to our guest. Mr. Cletus, thank you once again for sticking with us.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure once again for being here.
Thank you very much. Now, just before the break, you were elucidating and obviously highlighting the differences between money, how the accountant sees the money, and how the economist sees the money. Could you please run that through us very quickly as we go on?
Yeah, I was looking at the market value and then the time value of money. And then for you to understand, the accountants look at the market value using the price index, the price of a good, for instance, because what led to this was when you were saying people still sell their cars, they bought 3.2 million, for instance, still in 2020. They bought the same in 2020 at 3.2, now they still sell it at 3.2.
In some cases, it now, just slightly higher.
Yeah, what we look at in economics, for instance, 3.2 million in 2020. You may not understand it now because we're using cars. But let me go to another product that will make you understand it with ease so that you see a difference between how economists look at it and how accountants look at it. 3.2 in, or let's use hypothetical example, 3 million, for instance. In 2020, we give you a higher quantity of cement, bags of cement. That same bag of cement, if you sell it in 2020, you make more money, but you will not get higher number in quantity. In 2020, you will get more quantity. But in 2022, the price will be higher, but you get lesser quantity. So the time value of 3 million in 2020, using cement as a commodity, is that you'll be able in 2020, your life is much more better off in 2020 because you use 3 million to buy more quantities, more bags of cement than you would buy in 2020. But an accountant will see from this point, when you sell that same cement, how much are you able to make? Are you going to get that same price, that same value invested? So accountant is looking at it from the profitability angle, the profit you are making. So that's why you use market price. But the economist is looking at it from the welfare being, the well-being and the welfare of the people. How much is that money able to give in terms of the welfare, in terms of the well-being and the quality of life of the people in 2020? And how much is that able to provide in 2022? Is the welfare of the people improved? Is it enhanced? Is it better? Now, bringing the motto, the cars that we're using as a hypothetical example before this analogy came, if in 3.2 million was used to buy that car in 2020, if the man that is buying it today at 3.2 had 3.2 million or had 2.8 in 2020, will he buy the car he's buying today at his second-hand value at that level? The answer is no. He will probably go for a higher value, a higher car that will give him a better well-being, a better outlook, and a better social value in 2020. So when you look at it now, because an individual is still selling the car at 3.2, to the individual selling, he's looking at it from the profitability angle, which is an accountant view, but in economic view, which is well-being and welfare and social value of the people, there is a drop.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Mr. Clayton. So we have a few questions here. So start to engage with our guest this morning on the subject matter. First one here says, hello, Joe. Good morning and good morning to your guest. I tend to agree with their stats. A lot of people these days are just looking for fuel and things to cook. That's why people are still trying to buy kerosene and gas. And not a lot of people are going out. But I do know that more people, particularly in my area, are entering into business. Is this evident in this particular report? Mr. Klesus, is it evident?
Now, the truth is this. Like the questioner has asked or has observed rightly, what people are doing are more or less survival strategies in a balanced system, in a stable environment. The option would not have been what they are getting. They would have gone for a higher value more than what they have. But because the higher value is not there, they have to go for what is available. So his opinion is correct.
Okay. All right. More people doing more work. But Clayton says they are just trying to get through the period. It's a survival strategy. All right. We have a comment here from Ibe Samuel. Ibe Samuel says, you see the stats you just read, and as your guest rightly stated, is due to the tight economic situation. Now, people have focused on consumption on their needs rather than their wants. So there is hope for the Nigerian economy. Hopefully, the government needs to improve on those first five items that you read out. With this, we will have increased productivity because productivity drives real economic growth on the long run. Thank you very much.
That's
sir.
Very correct. Very analytical and correct. Let me say this so that we understand. When there is too much money, when the stability, economic stability is enhanced, people buy whatever they like. But when there is a little bit of economic downturn, people are more pragmatic and prioritize their needs and go for exactly what they need. There were times in this country where you can go to somebody's house, you will see five cars parked. Five cars full, exotic cars. Can we still do that now? The answer is no. So you can only see family buy car for wife, buy car for husband, buy a car for children, buy a special, another car for this man or driver to go on errand. Those times are past. The right time people are focused. You find out so few people that have such cars, maybe one or two would have been sold to go into productive ventures because the era of consumption is becoming reduced. The era of pragmatic production is what we are moving towards. If you must be sustainable whatsoever you be. That's where we are.
All right. It must be sustainable. That's where we are. That's my guest talking to us this morning, Cletus Ilugo. All right. Once again, let's try and engage with you. What are your thoughts? What are your comments? Do you have questions? I'd like to ask our guest this morning, who is an economist. 070-0923-0923. That's the smart number. The other numbers to call. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and the WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp and Telegram number. Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us. Chile Edwin on Facebook says, inflation has always been there and the people equally had existed side by side with it and nothing has changed life because life goes on with some falling and some rising. Mr. Lugo, true? People falling and rising?
The question is, one of the challenges of the Nigerian environment is that most times the Nigerian environment defies economic model because of our attitude, behavioral pattern, and our lifestyle. People rising and falling. The question is, are they rising and falling within the confines of economic model, or they are rising and falling outside economic model that cannot be interpolated within economic formula? When we involve ourselves in things that are obnoxious, that are not, in tandem with the law of the land, we might be seen to be rising. For instance, there are young men and women making money without from sources that are not legitimate enough, and they within the economic model, the answer is no. Inflation has always been with us, no doubt, but galloping inflation has an effect, like we're witnessing today in Nigeria. In our last discussion sometime last week, we saw double-digit inflation and the rest of them.
Yeah.
And we saw it across it. So, if we must say, because one thing that we Nigerians, I am a Nigerian just as you are, there's one mistake we make only, that we see a few people who are probably involved in other postings outside legal work and they're making money. We think those are not normal. They are abnormal. When we expose those sources of income and infuse them into economic models, they don't belong. So whatever you and I have been discussing since the beginning of this program is about economic models. What economists use to measure growth and development. That probably I go elsewhere and get involved in drug sales and make money. Does that speak economic growth?
That's a very good question. Because, Mr. Kletus, you know, one of the biggest challenges Nigeria has been facing right now, like you stated, is where young people making money illegally. But some would state, and I've heard people, particularly in my state where I come from, you know, in Edo State, where people will make comments like, now in they bring money, now in they build a house. I seen build a house now we rent them. No be money be that. Now in they feed us. The economy is working because this boy is working. How do you respond to those kind of comments?
The question is this: no matter how long evil has tried, it is still evil. It doesn't change it. No matter how you make money legally and then build houses and whatever, the question is, when you appear before the law, are you looking pious? Are you righteous before the law? The answer is no. Those men and women who are involved in such businesses, why is it that when they see law enforcement agents, their hearts begin to pound? These are issues. The question is, I know your organization, Nigeria Info, you are good in educating the masses to do the right thing. And that's what we are discussing. Our model of discussion and our equation is within the confines of, you know, internationally approved models that can be used to measure economic growth, development, and sustainability. Whatever anyone does criminally and illegally to make money does not fall within the confines. And as such, should not form our basis of discussion because they will not help in the new Nigeria that we are anticipating to achieve and to build.
Okay, so you heard it, guys. Those of you who are doing, who are involved in illegal acts, you know, you're not contributing to the economy. It's still bad. Whatever is bad, no matter how long it is bad. All right, messages. We have just about, we have just about 3 minutes to go, Mr. Kletus, before the program ends. So let me read one or two comments and then we can grant our guest leave to get back about his business. 0809-030-6416 Jude, your guest is saying that the government needs to do more so that some of the products that you made mention can be locally produced. If the refinery alone is fixed, wouldn't that become a huge boost for our economy? James is asking.
Yeah, the truth is this. When you read out those statistics, I told you the first five are what can be done locally. When we do that, and if the government has no business in business, let's understand it. The only business the government has is to provide an enabling environment for investors to invest. How does the government do this? By regulating and by providing sources and making laws that can encourage investors to plow that fund or bring their funds into Nigeria to invest. If we deregulate the oil sector, make it more liberal, for more people to have modular refineries. Not what is happening now. That was not the original concept of modular refinery as at when it was, you know, initiated or when it was in ideation stage during Goodluck Jonathan's time. Okay? It was meant to serve, you know, microcosms of economy, of community, where communities, for instance, the Obia poor community, for instance, can have a modular refinery that can supply, you know, PMS, petroleum products to them, and they make use of and enhance economic growth there. So those are the ideas. And the government is able to provide an enabling environment for investors to come in. Our refineries will work. Our gas importation will reduce. And our exposure to importation of aviation oil will reduce. And our aviation costs will also come down. Imagine flights of 150,000. How many Nigerians have that?
True.
To pay?
Very
so
true.
It becomes ostentatious service for only the bourgeois and the rich men. So that's not good enough. All we are asking is that let us enable an environment for local investors and international investors to come into our economic sector, choose an area that is convenient for them, and what invest. Jobs will be created, revenues will be enhanced, our importation will reduce, and again, our naira to other foreign currencies will be increased, and that gives us a better balance of trade in the eye of the international community.
Mr. Kletus, as always, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. That's the time that we can afford this morning. Interestingly, it seems as though some benefits have been experienced with the inflation. How well can it be sustained? Only time will tell. But we look forward once again in the future to having you weighed in on this kind of issue, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you.
Being here. Listeners always find time to listen to my drawing show. You will definitely not lose out your resources, your time that you're investing, because knowledge is always shared. God bless Nigeria Info. Hope to see you once again. My pleasure, Paul.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kletus, thank you very much. All right, so we'll wrap up by reading one or two comments here. Good morning, Jude. It's very perturbing in a country that produces oil and gas, as well as trained petroleum and gas engineers in our universities. We still import PMS and gas amidst the refineries in Warri, Eleme, Kaduna. I'm very disappointed at this point that we are in Nigeria. Dom Wokike. All right, okay. Now, okay, this is a long one. I can't take it before we leave, but I'll probably reply to the person. Well, thank you very much. Tomorrow is another day. It's sad that the World Cup is over, but it is what it is. More things, more issues need to be addressed, and we'll do so all as we get to what some say the most important time of the year. It is Christmas. Season's greetings right here from 92.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.